In the headlines today, tending to the task everyone loves to hate, and that's renewing your driver's license. For our reality check, Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair on the line today with a first-hand account at the DMV. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good. I just checked my license, and I still have some time.
Well, that's a good thing to do. What I found out was the city notified me. Plenty of time. You know, you have to do this every 8 years. What did I do? I waited into the last 2 weeks right before it's ready to expire, started reading the instructions from the City Department of Customer Service, and holy smoke, I had to go and get all this paperwork that I never had to before in order to get my license. And I'm hoping that my lesson is a cautionary warning to other folks, because everybody's got to go to the DMV at least a few times in their life.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not fun.
No, and what this all started with was really the September 11th attacks back in 2001. You remember there was that 911 commission report on what the country could do better, and one of the recommendations was you ought to have stricter enforcement of driver's license. You need to show exactly where your legal presence is. Make sure you have your original Social Security number, birth certificate. How many people have a copy of their original birth certificate? There are other documents as well, and I learned that I did not have those. Here's another thing that caught me by surprise. You can't use a P.O. box anymore. Even though I used a P.O. box for all my mail, all my bills for years, decades, that was no longer acceptable. They needed to have a street residence.
Yeah, that's right. We just did a call-in show, and that was one issue that many people, particularly on the Big Island, a lot of the rural areas, they just use P.O. boxes, and so that was a problem.
Right. There are two other things I'd mention. If you don't have this gold star emblem on your license by October of next year, it's a little gold star in the upper right-hand corner that you get when you renew or get a license, they're not going to let you on airplanes domestically unless you can show some other identification like a passport. This is something that was new as well. There is no gold star currently on my license. I do now have one on my temporary license and will on my permanent once it's mailed. But that caught me by surprise as well. One other thing I should add, you got to do this online. You can't just walk in like the old days. I mean, you can, but you'll probably end up waiting for hours. But if you use the online check-in system, you can be in and out, and I was, in well under a half an hour. I mean, can you imagine that, spending less than 30 minutes at the DMV?
Right, and I know the city just issued a press release about getting those appointments online.
That's right. You can now start doing that 6 months in advance before your license is set to expire, and the city is finding that most people are doing that, but still about 25-28% are still going, showing up in person and finding that it can take a lot of time. So if you don't have a computer or you don't know how to use one or have access, get someone to help you. It really saved me a lot of time.
Right, and you got lucky because you kept checking, right?
I did. Most of the appointments are booked months, and I'm not joking, months in advance, everywhere on Oahu. I don't know if that's the case on the neighbor islands. And just by chance, I happened to check back, and there was one puka open at 3:30 at the Pearl City site, and I got there, and it worked out. So if you don't get online now and find out, you could be renewing months after your license expires, and that's a whole nother mess.
Right, and one thing people should know is that if you have to get a marriage license, a certified copy, right now I think the health department says they've got a month wait. So just to get the documents that you need is kind of a process too.
Yeah, so my strong recommendation is don't wait. Go online. If you read my article that's up today on this, there's links directly to the city's customer services. And I can tell you this, the clerks both at the Hawaii Kai and Pearl City place I visited, very helpful. Such a different experience most of us have back in the day at the DMV.
Yes, they're working on it. All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. Again, to read his full story, visit civilbeat.org. And just a reminder, we will be rebroadcasting our call-in show about the Gold Star driver's license next week, Tuesday.